This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday took up former President Donald Trump's bid to avoid prosecution over his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss to Democrat Joe Biden. Trump's lawyers argue that former presidents are entitled to absolute immunity for their official acts. University of Michigan School of Law professor Richard Limpert told VOA Scott Walterman he believes the high court will rule against Trump.
I think it was clear from your argument that there would be no absolute blanket immunity, that immunity would certainly not extend to any actions that were taken in a private capacity, like running for re-election, as opposed to a public capacity, like using the executive powers as they're intended to be used.
But Professor Lempert said Trump's lawyers likely succeeded in convincing the Supreme Court to send the case back to the lower federal courts, which would delay the actual start of the trial until after the November election. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing on Friday for talks across a range of complex issues. Blinken replied that active diplomacy was needed to move forward with the agenda set by U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping when they met in San Francisco back in November.
And there's no substitute, in our judgment, for face-to-face diplomacy in order to try to move forward, but also to make sure that we're as clear as possible about the areas where we have differences, at the very least, to avoid misunderstandings, to avoid miscalculations. That really is a shared responsibility.
Shortly before the opening session, Wang told Blinken that the giant ship of the China-U.S. relationship had stabilized, but added that negative factors in the relationship are still increasing.